Good afternoon. This is the first of the pre-recorded shiurim for the holiday period of August 2022, Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Beis. I hope you all enjoying yourselves, and this will be the first of the pre-recorded shiurim. We are up to Elches Sukkah Simon Tov Reish Lamed, and we'll be discussing a little more the potential shapes and dimensions of the sukkah. We've discussed previously is the sukkah, which is the L-shaped, the gum-shaped sukkah, with two of the walls being like an L, and the third wall being just an additional tefach, what's called an additional tefach, but really what it means is that it's a pesach plus a tefach. Now we'll be addressing the question, what happens if the full walls, the L-shaped walls, if they are not complete? In other words, if they're not solid. We finished off the previous year mentioning that ideally I want you to have four solid walls, completely walled up without any holes. That's the ideal case. What happens, however, if it is not like that? If there is various parts which are missing? So on the whole, You, generally speaking, you do have two walls, but those two walls are not complete. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says about that. When Chachomim were matir b'shtei tfanos, two walls, ho'asuyos kemin gam, when they are in a gam shaped, in other words, like an L or like a R, b'tefach v'tzuras ha'pesach, plus additionally a tefach and a tzuras ha'pesach on the third adjoining wall. Even if the two walls, the L walls, if there are many openings, there's many openings, many air spaces, even if it doesn't have any tzuras ha-pesach, so it's literally just holes. When you're adding up the walled part of those two walls, you have the porots. Is more than the oimet. In other words, even if the majority of those walls are open and the minority is actually walled up, so it could be little pieces, but if you add them all up, you've got the majority being open, literally windows, doors, openings, and the minority is actually walled. And again, we're talking about the two main walls, the L-shaped walls. Nevertheless, ksheira, it's kosher. Rak only shelo yapsochim bekonois. What you do have to ensure, and this is really important to remember, you got to make sure that the konois, the corners, the edges, there that you've got a complete little L. So you cannot start an opening by the edge, by the corner. The corners must be closed off. Because you must have mechitzos, you must have walls which look like a gam. Like Esha, even if it's only a minute amount, a fraction of the entire wall, but that leading corner, that the corners must be complete, must be touching. Ubelvad, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Sheloyeh, Boim Pirzo, Yeser al Eser Amos. You cannot have, if you've got even a very, very large sukkah, imagine a very large sukkah, such as a shul sukkah or anything which is particularly enormous. So you mustn't have a pirza, i.e. you mustn't have an opening, a hole, which is larger than 10 amos. So that's a very, very large, very, very large opening. So it's true, you don't have to have the majority closed off. No, it's fine to have the majority open up. But you cannot have a pirza which is larger than 10 amos. V'im yesh bo tzuras ha-pesach, but if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, i.e. if you have on top the shape of a door, so there is on top a kind of connecting pole, then afilu b'yosemaser, that even if it's more than 10 amos, then the entire sukkah and all the walls are kosher. So again, according to this opinion, 10 amos invalidates, the pirza of 10 amos would invalidate, unless you've got a tzuras ha-pesach which connects it, and then even 10 amos is fine. Opinion number two, v'la Rambam, afilu yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, No, no, even if you have Tzuzah Pesach, im yesh lo pirtzo yosem eser psula, if the pirtzo, the opening is more than 10 amos, then this sukkah is possible. Elim kein, unless oimim meru balaporutz, you've got to make sure, on the contrary, you've got to make sure that you've got oimim meru balaporutz, you've got more closed than open walls. So if you count up all the walls together, you've got at least 51% of walled rather than opening, unlike the previous opinion, the earlier opinion, which didn't make such a condition at all. And here we've got the Ramovna Gwach Shovlasis Mechitzos Shlemos. The meaning now is to have complete Mechitzos. He ain't a good bekin, but the Mechitzos, because not everybody is particularly knowledgeable of the halachos of the Mechitzos. Umisha Eloi Kide Tolkoim the Mechitzos, and whoever doesn't know exactly all the laws, halachos, and dinim of the walls, Adif, Ozlas, Sholosh Mechitzos Shlemos, you're better off to do three proper Mechitzos, Me'abosh En Shlemos, rather than four incomplete. So there's 2 points in this sum up. Point number one is ideally try to make full Mechitzos and don't rely on the halachic alternatives. Point number one. Point number two, if you've got either doing four wall sukkah, but it's not real walls, you've got pirtzos, openings, you've got areas which are open, which are not walled up, or you can have a three-walled mechitzas, but those three walls are absolutely solid and complete and comprehensive, you're better off doing this latter option of having three full walls. You don't really need four walls, but having three full walls rather than four, which are dodgy walls. Better to do three full walls than four partial walls. Here we mentioned already on this very point of the Gemara, we mentioned already the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkot Chofres, the Maritz Ges, that one should try as much as possible to have four complete mechitzas without any openings. Shlosh tfanos sasukas tumos kol mikol chosel. If they open from all parts, v'lo yeh mokem pasuach and mokem apesach b'vad, and all you can be open is the doors. That should be the only opening, if possible at all. And we mentioned that the Chazanish goes even that far to avoid windows because of this. Now, I do want to point out that this Mishnah Berurah is widely quoted, and it's what people are makbid on generally, and people are trying to be careful with this halacha. Nevertheless, the Bi halacha does say that he hasn't seen people particularly being makbid on this, and he said the proof is not such an amazing proof. And he questions a little bit. Bi halacha says that lo yiro mi shechoshesh bezeh. He quotes from Bikur Yaakov. Many people are not makbid to have full walls. And he said that it's not absolutely unquestionable. But again, Mishnah Berurah does bring it, and many people are trying to achieve that chumrah. Next, Sivov. Sivov discusses a flat roof of a building. So you've got a tall building, say a few floors high, and on top of that, you've got the roof, the roof which is completely flat. What you want to do is put four poles, and there'll be these four poles will be the edges of a sukkah, and then you just put a schach on top. Does that work? Again, flat roof of a tall building. On top of that building, you put four poles, which would all be the four walls of a sukkah. Of course, you put a schach on top. Does that work or not? Shulchan Aruch says, "Vavnuatz abok kondesim." If you put four poles, whether it's in the middle of the roof, whether you're on the edge on the sides of the roof, you put schach on top, so it's possible. So in principle, Mishnah Berurah says this is possible. Some do allow, says the Shulchan Aruch, some do allow this sukkah. But not if you put the four poles alzfas hagag, if literally the sukkah will be on the edge, will be the entire surface, the entire area of the roof, and the four poles were put on the four edges of this roof, then it's okay. Meshum damrinon, good asik mechitza, because according to this opinion, what you have is a good asik. What exactly is good asik? Good asik is a rule, which is Halacha Moshe Sinai, that is that there is an invisible wall continuing from down up. So if you have the four poles put on the four edges of this flat roof, then you could argue, and that's what good asik does, that there is an invisible wall continuing up. Remember, this is a tall building, which has got brick wall on four sides. Since I put the four poles on the four edges, you could argue, you could continue invisibly, virtually, you could argue that the wall continues up all the way till the schach, which has been placed on top of those four poles. So what you have is good asik, which continues up all the way till the schach, and that is considered good asik, and thereby you actually have four walls of a sukkah. However, if you were to put those four poles not on the edge of the roof, but in the middle of this roof building, then you don't have good asik, because the good asik would just continue on the edge up. But here the sukkah isn't on the extremities of the roof; it's in the middle, and you've got therefore no wall going up from the bottom up, because there's nothing that, it's just in the middle of the roof, so there's nothing going up. And therefore, the good asik wouldn't actually work. Good asik only works if it's a continuation from the wall in the bottom going up. And this you only have if the sukkah is covering the entire area, the entire surface, the entire area of that roof. Siv Zayin. So, sichech al gabe movui sheyesh lelechi. What happens if you making a schach on deze lechi? There's a movui. There's a movui, meaning a semi-private land and a passing through kind of area, and there is a lechi there. Kamin omod nan. A lechi is a wooden piece. It doesn't have to be wooden, but it normally is, and that is serves as a reminder. It's got certain halachas about its height and its width. And if you're putting this, and really you need that for Hilcha Shabbos, for allowing to carry. If I've got a Movui, which anyway has got two walls, plus there's a Lechi for Hilcha Shabbos, Al Gabe Be'er She'esh Lo'i Pasin, or Al Gabe Be'er She'esh Lo'i Pasin. Alternatively, I have got a well, where there's water. Kar She'et Shivu Is Ha'Be'er La'asu Is Rosh Ze'yochit, Ari Z'Sukak She'er Lo'i Is Shabbos She'esh Chag B'Vat. בתוך שלך חיזה ופסין אלו, מחיץ לדין שבס, נחשב עושם כמחיץ לדין סוכר. ואין להתי, אלא במוקם שלך ופסין, מעתיר לדין שבס, דעות שייך מיגו. Here the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us a fascinating yesoid. When you've got this שיח על גבי מובו שיש ללכי, or you've got the second case, which I'm going to explain now, which is the בר שיש לפסין, then the point is that you've got over here an area which is halachically permissible to carry. You don't really have physically four walls, but you've got an area which is considered if it is an enclosed area, and thereby allowing Hilchas Shabbos to carry. So the second case is perhaps even clearer. The second case is you've got a well. This is really specifically talking about people who are Oyle Regal, and they, in order to satisfy their thirst as they're going up to Yerushalayim, there was wells. Now, on Shabbos, you've got a problem to draw water from the wells. Why is it a problem to draw water from the wells? It's a problem to draw water from the wells because the wells are Rosh Yochid. It's an enclosed area. And if I put a bucket in and I take water out, I will be, if I'm on a street, in a public land, in a public area, what happens then is that I'm drawing water from the well, and now that the bucket is full of water, I'm taking the bucket out of the well, and I'm pouring it out, I'm taking it out, and by taking out, by doing this act of taking out the bucket from the well, what I'm carrying the water, the bucket, I'm carrying from Rosh Yochid and to Rosh Rabin, which of course is also. This was a widespread issue and problem. So how can you, on Shabbos, take water from the well on Shabbos? Now, this is specifically relevant to the Oyle Regel, because normally, on a normal conventional Shabbos, you know, you've got your own well, you've got your own house, you've got your own facilities. But here, we want to enable the Yidden to do Oyle Regel, to go up to Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim. So therefore, what the Chumash established is that if I put four, what you need to do is that you put four poles, you stick them around the well. One pole, two pole, three and four around the well. And by doing that, I'm sticking four poles around the well. And now, to some extent, I thereby created now that internally within those four poles, it becomes a Rosh Yochid with the well inside it. So the whole area around, internally around these four poles, become Rosh Yochid. and the well is in the middle of it. So now if I want to draw water from the well, I'm taking the water out of the well, and it's still within the four poles, the four sticks, that entire area is Rosh Yochid, so therefore that will enable me to carry from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Yochid, because it's all within that enclosed, as if it's not really enclosed, but it's to some extent enclosed, that becomes the carrying from Rosh Yochid to Rosh Yochid, which of course is permitted. It's all within the four poles, it's all fine. So this is not a heter that they haven't universally used, but they only use that for the purpose of Olyei Regel. Now, the question now is, what if I'm Olyei Regel and I made these four poles, I've stuck them in, and I want to draw water from it, and I can. Can I just put the sukkah, a schach, on top and use it as a sukkah? Can I just use that as a schach as well? Because I've got four poles. Can I use that as a schach as well? The answer is yes, you can. Because it's a Rosh Hashanah, it's considered an enclosed area for Hilchos Shabbos, it's also considered an enclosed area, a four-walled area for sukkah. And that's called a migu. Migu means since it's fine for Hilchos Shabbos, it's also fine for a sukkah. We don't universally apply this, but we would apply this in this particular case. So again, since this is fine for Hilchos Shabbos, it's fine for sukkah as well, and this will be a permissible sukkah. So the words of the Shulchan Aruch is Harizu Sukkah Ksheir. This is kosher sukkah leoisel Shabbos shebesech chag b'vad. For this particular Shabbos, it is a kosher sukkah mitoich shelechi zeh v'pasin elu mechitzas lein Shabbos. Since this is qualifying as walls for Shabbos, nachshoyv oisam. This is also considered kemechitzas lein sukkah. It's also considered mechitzas for sukkah. Ve'lehatir b'mokum shelechi v'pasin matir lein Shabbos. Those shayich migud. That only would apply in an instance, in a case, in a scenario that it is really permissible to carry on Shabbos there, and thereby it becomes considered in a closed area, and therefore it would also be fine to use as a sukkah. To summarize what we learned in this shiur, so we learned that if you have got a wall which is two walls, which is like a gam, like an L-shaped sukkah, according to the first opinion, once you've got the two walls and the additional Tefach and the Tzuras Pesach, then it doesn't make a difference, according to first opinion. Even if it's Poritz Meruba La'Oimed, it's kosher. Even if the majority is air, not walled, still it's going to be kosher. The only thing you've got to make sure is that there is no opening by the actual edge, by the corner of this L, of this sukkah. But otherwise, even if the majority is open, it's kosher. The second opinion is the Rambam, who holds that, no, if it's the majority is... porutz, if the majority is open, then the sukkah is invalid, the Ramo said that the minig is to do four proper mechitzas because not everybody is a boki and he may make mistakes. We discussed over here what the Maritz Ger says. We also learned that if a person puts on the four poles on the roof of a on the roof of a tall building, as long as it's on the edge, if it's on the edge of the building, then it's fine because of good asik mechitza. All you need to do is put schach on top. However, if it's in the middle of the roof, then there's no good asik, and therefore the four poles won't help. It's a possible sukkah. We then learned about the rule of if something is good for Hilchos Shabbos, then it's also going to be good for a sukkah. Migu, and the given case for that is the Pesach Biros, that if a person has a well and he wants to draw water from the well, so what he can do is, in order to avoid Melocha Voitzor, he put four poles around the well, and that will qualify as if the whole area becomes an internal Rishus Yochid. Once it's okay as a Rishus Yochid, you can carry from the well the buckets into this enclosed area, then that also qualifies as a kosher sukkah as well. Okay, that's it for this evening.